In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As you know all, that the Church used to read the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 1, during the Advent, the four Sundays of the month of Kiak. And this chapter contains 80 verses. And this chapter is divided into 4 weeks. The first week was last week, when we heard about the Annunciation of the birth of St. John the Baptist from Zacharias and Elizabeth. And the second week, which is today, is the Annunciation to St. Mary about the virginally birth of the Savior of the whole world, our Lord Jesus Christ. And next week will be the visit of St. Mary to Elizabeth, as Archangel Gabriel informed her about the pregnancy of this barren old lady. And then the fourth week is the birth of St. John the Baptist. And then comes the Christmas, the incarnation and birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today actually is very important day in the history of the whole world. Today started the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ when he agreed as the second person of the Holy Trinity to perform the salvation for the whole world. And today our Lord was incarnate in the womb of St. Mary after her acceptance and submission to the call of the Lord when she said to the angel, "I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be as you said." And immediately the Lord came into her pure womb and the Holy Spirit dwelt in her, and the power of the highest overshadowed her from outside. The incarnation in the womb of the Mother, the Immaculate Mother, is called in the Theotokia of Wednesday, the heavenly lab. The heavenly lab was the womb of St. Mary when the divinity came to have the humanity from the mankind, from the human race, through the best ever created human in the history of the world. Because as we call her also, you became above the angels and over the whole creation. St. Mary was the young lady that the Lord was waiting for thousands of years until she was born and until she was, as her mother vowed to the Lord, admitted to the temple, lived in the temple 12 years. to be taken after that to the house of St. John the carpenter. And after she spent 12 years in the Haeckel, she herself became the first Haeckel in the history for our Lord Jesus Christ. She lived in the temple to be prepared to be the temple of the Lord one day and forever. That's why we honored and magnify St. Mary very, very much. That's why the church used, whenever we speak about the incarnation, we have to mention St. Mary, the Mother of God. And whenever we speak about St. Mary, we have to mention the incarnation and her son, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the church does not know the icon of St. Mary alone without our Lord Jesus Christ. Always, the icons of St. Mary must have our Lord Jesus Christ carried on her arms. As you see, the king sits at the right hand. Sorry, the queen sits at the right hand of the king. Saint Mary also was known as the dew of the human race. And in the Theotokia of Theotokia means Mother of God. Theotokos, Mother of God. Theotokia is the hymn that speaks about Mother of God. In the Theotokia of Thursday, we say to her, O Mary, who gave to the Lord the dew of the human race. And the dew of the human race does not mean only her blood or her womb, but also it means all the virtues, the good things, the good characters of the whole world from Adam until the end were gathered together in St. Mary, the Mother of God. That's why in the Tasbihah of Sunday, the praise of Sunday, unfortunately many of you could not come. I hope they may be able to come on Saturday, next Saturday, and the Saturday after. In this Sunday Theotokia, we call her the salvation of Adam, the salvation of Noah, the salvation of Isaac, the salvation of Isaiah. Because all of these saints, all of these righteous people were waiting for the salvation. Adam was waiting for the salvation according to the promise of the Lord. After they fell in sin together, Adam and Eve, after the punishment or the result of their sin was announced by the Lord, there was a promise that the descendants of the Eve, of the woman, will crush the head of the serpents. They were waiting for that. And it was fulfilled when our Lord Jesus Christ was born to perform the salvation and to crush the head of the serpents. Noah also. Noah saw the salvation in the ark in which he had the life, while all the other creation perished together. All of them, all creation, except the family of Noah. He was saved in the ark, and it was a symbol of the salvation of the human race. And that's why we call the way of incarnation through St. Mary for the salvation was I also salvation to Noah, salvation to Isaac, who saw the lamb saving him after his father was going to offer him a sacrifice according to the word of God. The salvation of Isaiah, who said about the virginally birth of the mother of God while she is virgin in chapter 7, verse 14. We call also the way of the incarnation through Saint Mary the rejoicing of Eve and Abel and Jacob. Yes, Eve was very sad because she was betrayed by the serpents, and she was waiting for the second Eve to come and give birth to the Savior of the whole world, to give her life instead of death. Abel also, whom his brother killed innocently, he was innocent, and his blood was crying out to the Lord as a sign of the sin in the world, which needed the salvation of the Lord. Jacob also, when he blessed Judas, one of his sons, at the end of the life of Jacob, saying, "To your salvation, my lords, I have been waiting." We call here also the way of the grace of Abraham. Abraham, who was blessed with everything except having a son. And after the Lord gave him a son in an age of 100 years, he said to him, "With your descendants, all the tribes of the generations will be blessed." And it happened that the Lord came from the descendant of Isaac. It's the preaching of Moses also. Moses, who was given the shape of the tabernacle which was filled with many symbols of the incarnation from the mother of God. We call here also the power of Elijah, who conquered the priests of the pagan, the Baal. We call also the steadfastness of Job. We call also the knowledge of Hezekiah, and so on. That's why we say to her, the whole virtues of the whole saints and righteousness gathered together in you, Mother of God. That's why today, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, when we concentrate on the readings of today, we will find in Ashia yesterday, the psalmist saying, "Bow down your heavens, O Lord, come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke." Also in the Psalms of the raising of incense, "He shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth," as a sign of coming to be born without a man, as we know from the Immaculate Virgin Mother. The readings. In the Gospel of Ashia yesterday, we saw the Gospel of the woman who washed the feet of the Lord with her tears and dried them with her hair. And this is one of the main goal of the incarnation, which is the salvation. That's why in Ashia, in the Vespers, we hear one of the main goals of the incarnation, which was the salvation. The Lord said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. In the morning gospel, we hear also another thing, which is the power of our Lord Jesus Christ on the evil demons. He came to cast out the demons and to heal those who were possessed with the evil demons and evil spirits. And when we come to the gospel of today, we will find that this mother, this virgin, this woman, this orphan was something representing the whole world. The whole world, as we said, with her virtues, but moreover that, with her submission, although she knew that this matter will not pass easily. How come that Joseph, who knew and he was sure that he did not touch her, seeing her pregnant, what would happen? How come when the Jews, when the priests and scribes knew that she was pregnant without her man, what would have happened? She agreed to bear this cross from the very beginning, and she agreed to be a mother of God and also submitting herself. Now, there is a very important point. The incarnation of the Lord for us mainly is coming to save us, mainly is coming to redeem us, mainly is coming to save us, to heal us from the power of the devil. And on the incarnation gospel of today, I have to ask myself, where I am from this salvation? How far do I get benefit of this salvation? How far do I follow the steps of the sinner woman of Ashiya and to the possessed people of Bakr who came to the Lord and both of them were healed? The first woman had the forgiveness of her sins after her serious repentance, and the others were healed when the Lord cast out the evil demons from them. And I ask myself, my Lord Jesus Christ, you accept to be incarnate. You accept to come to the world for me. For me. Please, recognize that the Lord has come for you, specially, personally. He is coming for you. He is for you. Accept his salvation. Accept his work on the cross for you. Come to him, repenting from all your heart. Do not live your life normally, day and night, week, month, year, years. Finish. And then where? Ask yourself. He came to us to give us life instead of death, to give us purity instead of impurity, to give us spiritual gifts much more better than the worldly gifts, to give us the real happiness, the real joyful, the real conquering, defeating my bad desires and following him in the procession of the salvation. Please, this is a call from the Lord. His name is Jesus from the beginning, because he saves his people from their sins. If you do not repent, if you do not come to him, even if you are Christian, even if you were baptized in your childhood, if you do not repent, leaving your bad things, bad thoughts, bad words, bad works, bad life, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say that the salvation that he did for me and for you will not cover either me and you or you. If we ignore this salvation, what would happen? If we are careless of our salvation, how mad are we? That's why the incarnation is not just a story. The Christmas is not just a feast. The Advent is not just a fast. The coming to the church is not just a habit. Attending the liturgy is not just something fun. All of these are done for me to change my life from bad to good, from sin to repentance, from being a man who is the son of the world to be a man who is the son of God, really the son of God. The incarnate God is calling every one of us, saying, repent from all your heart. Repent means leave and come to me. When you come to me, I will change your life completely, once and for all, and give you the kingdom of heavens that I prepared for you from the beginning of the whole creation. Glory be to God forever. Amen.